The station was built in 1909, then heavily damaged in a fire more than 10 years ago. The National Railway Historical Society's Roanoke chapter has spent most of the time since seeking to restore it. Phase one is basically complete now: roof replacement, building stabilization, asbestos and lead paint removal. Jim Cosby is one of the project leaders.
The station is ready to come alive, and we hope to make that a reality in 2013, have it complete by the end of the year.
That's phase two, restoring the interior and outside, landscaping and parking. When it's done, project co-leader Skip Salmon says the station will serve as a monument to Roanoke's other railroad.
Whatever we do here on this corner will be a monument and a tribute to what the work was done by the Virginian employees here and the second railroad in Roanoke.
Part of the depot will serve as a small historical museum. Plans for the other part not yet final. Evan Jones, WFIR News.